Let's see here. Let's see. Hey, the Baby G in Toronto, I believe that's where it is. Corinne is playing with Johnny Dynamite and the Bloodsuckers. That's quite the name, by the way. Slow Pulp is happening at the Garrison as well in Toronto. Back here in Hamilton, Ontario, Heather Valley, I guess, fresh off of her... I think Heather went out to... Where'd she go again? Europe for a little while. I'm not sure if it was the Netherlands or something like that. She's been out there for a little bit now. She's back, and she's performing with Eamon McGrath on December the 15th. Hit up the Casbah for ticket information, that sort of thing. Jeremy Albino is at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. Great dude. Very humble. I like his music. Interviewed him back in 2020, a part of the Cobalt Connects online music series that they were doing. Remember when we couldn't go see live shows and we had to watch everything on the computer? Yeah, that was one of those things. So, but he's great. I love that dude. So that's happening on December the 15th. Also, Lowest of the Low is at Lee's Palace, 15th and 16th. Love that band. I really wish I saw him with Willie Nile a couple weeks ago, but I couldn't get it together with the money in regards to getting the test and to go over the border. I wasn't quite sure how it all worked out, so I kind of dropped the ball on all of that. Kevin Triggs is putting on a show. He is a K Triggs hip hop artist. K Triggs Smoothie flows as Vinny A, Trey Forth, and more happening at the Sankofa Dining. Hit up ktriggs.ca for ticket info. I know the kid will have some information there. If you want to check out some hip hop here in Hamilton. And should I squeeze this one in? Yeah, sure, why not? Brownman's Holiday Madness, Insane Interpretations of Christmas Carols, happening at 7 p.m. It's happening at Staircase Cafe Theater. That's on Friday, December the 17th. So a little bit of holiday music action for you there. Okay. Oh, wait. No. I got to say that for the next show. Because Tyler and I are going to go see a band at the... at Bridgeworks. Ooh, the big venture. You have to see live music in for old Gunny. That should be interesting. All right, in this set of music, taking us into the Wayne Cruz interview, you're going to hear some stuff from Slow Pulp, Shadow, Corinne with Cruel, Bleed a Little Wild Tonight, Lows to the Low, Eamon McGrath with Chlorine, Texas King, Greatest Mistake, but right now, Jeremy Albino, Hard Time.
Would you pick me up if I ever make it out of here? Will you break me out? They never let me go, my dear. But I ain't changed after all this time. No, I ain't changed. I ain't got nothing but time.
apologist waits the gates that lead to yesterday. But all it is a waste of all the words you and I never say. At the back of your house, screaming your name. Waterfalls start washing all the things away that all love forgave. Climb the fences to the barbecues and summer swimming pools. Hit our heads by sneaking in. We thought we were breaking every rule. Took off your shoes and ran like a falcon through the grass. Cool water in your wine only gave the taste of chlorine in your glass. Dive in with me. You might not ever reach the bottom, but I'm telling you, it's only ankle deep. If you believe, then dive in with me. Eyes are red with the chemicals that make the water green. Broke the surface and made violent what before was so serene. And down below, I was seeing just how deep the water goes. If you believe, then dive in with me. You might not ever reach the bottom, but I'm telling you, it's only ankle deep. If you believe, then dive. Think back, it's hard to know what kinds of nights were those. In those days, we'd hop the fence and take off all our clothes. Wouldn't even matter if all of us showed up a bit late for the show. Summer ended in September, but it took 20 years to snow.
don't know where I'm going. I don't know where you are tonight. I don't know what I'm blowing. And I ain't feeling all too right. But I'm hanging around. I'm hanging around. You're hanging up the phone again. I'm hanging up this town. And a smile that you can say. And everything I learned about you, I learned through the pit of my stomach anyway. And I forget about you if I could dare. But I just want to make love to you in some dark rainy street somewhere.
Tonight.
Hey, my old pal Wayne Cruz is on the line. Hey, Wayner, what's going on, buddy?
Jammer, how's it going?
Good. I'm glad that we could finally hitch up to chat on Steel City Music, because the last time you and I spoke was I was helping out Lou Molinaro do his radio show.
That's right, Lose Control, when we did our last release. That was about a year ago when Agent Orange was released.
When we could have bands open up in 2020, and Lou did an interview with you, and I had to edit it and piece it together, that sort of thing, afterwards for him. And that's the last time you and I were like on the like. Actually, I don't remember if I was even in the interview. I think I was just editing the thing. And
yes, it might have just been Lou and me and Jeff yammering away over top of each other.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Making the editing extremely fun for you.
It made it awful, awful, just awful for me.
Yeah, because we were on two different phones, but we were in the same bloody room. So
that makes no sense, but it's fine.
I know. I don't know why we did it that way.
Well, whatever.
Just to make it more difficult for you, because that's what it's all about.
Well,
let's screw Jamie up.
Yeah, that's
what. Can we make it harder for Gunner? Then let's do it.
Wayner, that has been the mantra everyone that I know in Hamilton since the early days of the Corktown, me booking it or being a tour manager or whatever capacity here in Hamilton. If there's any way people can screw me over on the simplest things, they'll
Whether
do
it's
it.
Firing pool balls at each other or driving their car
through the front door of the venue. Let's just try to screw Jamie's night over. And God bless him.
Let's have the bouncer ban him from getting in.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have him throw him down a flight of stairs for no apparent reason. But that has been my thing forever, is that I've always said that about anyone that wanted to be my enemy. Bring it on. You couldn't hurt me more than my friends do. So,
yes.
So, and those are my friends.
Those are your friends, yes.
Yeah. So part of the conversation with Lou, which has been over a year, buddy, November of 2020, when you had that conversation about Agent Orange and the album coming out.
Yep.
It feels like we've been in this lucid dream. All the conversations I've been having with bands over the last year and a half, almost 2 years since the pandemic started, is, boy, you know, I can't wait for this to end and we can start playing again, to almost the halfway mark to going into what it is now. Can't wait to start doing shows again, that sort of thing. And we're finally here. Where's your headspace at with the band? Are you feeling comfortable playing shows now?
Hopefully by December 11th we will be.
Yeah, no, I mean,
we only got a short time to get it together.
Yeah, because there's, you know, I mean, every band is different. They have different, you know, different routines, different cycles, different commitments, that sort of stuff. They have different responsibilities, nyuk. But, you know, there's like, okay, like, you know, here comes the show December 11th. You know, we accepted the show. We're playing with these two other bands. How many rehearsals do we get in to make it sound the way we think we should sound? Or, you know, like, what's your confidence on what the band's going to sound like come December 11th?
Oh, I think we'll be fine. Yeah. We've had a couple rehearsals. We expect to have a couple more. You know, picking a set list was fun. Trying to figure out what should we do. Should we do, you know, more of the newer stuff, some old stuff? The other thing we've been working on during the pandemic is, you know, we've had a lot of material over the years, so we're working on a best of compilation.
Right.
So that's going to be the next thing. So I figured, well, let's pick some songs from that list. And then we practice it, and then we kind of reworked it.
Change
out a few songs. But,
so what does that entail? You know, because I just got off the phone. I was just doing a Zoom call with Mary Simon, and she's pretty stoked at all of her projects. You know, the Pistolettes, Mississippi Bends, her own solo stuff. She's playing all the time. But during the pandemic, I was asking her before, where was their time to do new music and record? Were you guys after, because November of last year, Agent Orange comes out, were you guys still doing recording for the next EP? Like, were you doing that in the lockdown time?
No. Like I said, we worked on I'm figuring out what we wanted to do. Pick a list of 20 songs right. for our best of, and then getting all the material to Richard Elliott, where we recorded the last couple albums. And so he had, you know, the master tracks for the last two that we've recorded with him. Then we gave him all the previous stuff, and then he's since, you know, been remastering it and you know, remixing the stuff that he had original mixes on.
How do you go about that, though, as a, you know, listening to the best of, like it's, you just listen to all your material, and then, you know, you have those weird conversations of, really, you think this one's better than that one? Like, you know, like, is, or do you just based on how they sound from the recording?
Well, it was hard to have the conversation because, you know, we weren't supposed to be seeing anybody. So
yeah.
It was a lot of texting and emailing. Basically, I said, everybody come up with a list of 20 songs.
Yeah.
And send them to me. And then I came up with my list. And then anything that was on three of the four lists automatically went in. And then I took all the leftover songs that people had submitted from the bands and said, okay, we got, I don't know, there's probably a dozen that everybody agreed on. And then, I said, I need three out of four people to agree on the next eight songs. So here's, like, you know, the 15 or 16 songs that are left. And until we got a majority, three or four people for every song. Once we had that, then we had our 20 songs. So we did it as democratically as possible, you know.
Right.
As long as three out of four people said, yeah, I'll go for that song, then it made the list. And then once we got the 20 songs, that was it. And I sent the list to Richard and said, get the next one.
Little rich man from his daddy's estate, building his empire so he can grab a take. Beauty pageant house and ultra rich freak game show house, attracting all of the sheep. He's the one we can bring it again. He's the one we can hate again. Lies to make them true. Little hills on the fake news. Sexy now having narcissists with an axe to grind. Sweeping everything that goes through his idle mind. His fingers on the button. Fingers in the air, putting it to the world. Six inches doesn't care. He's the one we can meet again, but he's the one we can hate again. Deceiving lies to make them true. Little else on the big news. We'll be right back.
his wife. Angel Hawks begging for a fight. Angel Hawks looking for a little light. Agent Long. Agent Long. Agent Long. Agent Long. Agent Long.
Hey, how did this show come about on Saturday, December 11th at the Staircase Cafe Theater?
I got a message from Larry from the Maranox, and he said, "Hey, we're doing a show at the Staircase on the 11th. Would you be interested?" And I said, "By golly, we sure would be." we haven't had a show in a while. And I made sure everybody was available. And I said, yes, we'll gladly do it.
Gladly do it.
And then we'll work out the details later. But, it's a chance to get playing again after such a long layoff. So,
yeah.
And the staircase is, you know, just right down the street from me, so it's kind of handy.
Oh, that's kind of a win-win because you live in that hood, that sort of thing. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
But with the, have you ever played the Staircase Cafe Theater before?
No, I have not. I've been there for, you know, movies and other things.
Yeah.
Pop-up markets and just, you know, have drinks at the bar. Years ago under the old ownership, and they got out of it, and there's new ownership. So, now I believe it's going to be upstairs, one of the upper floors.
Really? Because I remember the
theater or the bar area. I believe so. I mean, I haven't been there to check it out under the new regime, but I imagine it'll be somewhat the same.
Okay. Yeah, because I've never been upstairs. Usually with me, when I would go in there, they had like the band in the corner. And then you'd see the bar.
The bar area.
Yeah. And then you go through the other doors to the theater portion.
The theater, yeah.
A cold wind of desolation blows slowly across the skins. A faraway echo drifts towards no one. The silence falls. One last member who was part of the original gang. Into the night disappears a spirit. Lonely saga, that's only fate. All the lost time. Remember who's part of the original game.
but let's see. That's something new. That's something I got to check.
Yeah. See,
out.
I've been upstairs. Yeah, when they've had pop up markets there,
right?
And
right.
They just kind of had a bar in the corner and a bunch of vendors.
Sweet.
So
awesome. Well, man, I'm glad that you're starting to get out and play a little bit. It must make you nuts having to just sit at home and watch your hockey team and football team lose continuously.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that.
And before I let you go, what's your prediction for the Hamilton Tiger Cats this week? This is a pre-recorded against the Argos.
Oh, what's my prediction? Jesus. They didn't look great against Montreal. their defense and some timely penalties bailed them out, but the offense has got to do a bit more. Actually, one of our songs off our last EP, Next Man Up, was kind of written with the Ticats in mind.
Oh, which one's that?
Next Man Up.
Really?
Yeah. Another man down, next man up. That's you know, kind of the mantra of the Cats, and well, we kind of wrote the lyrics around that. We should probably get it to Ticats, see if they'd be interested in using it for anything.
Well,
pre-game warm up or something.
I really, yeah, but as long as they don't
put it on their playlist.
As long as they don't hear you trashing, you know, their ability to score, that'd be great.
Yeah, don't play them that part, but I don't know. I guess I'll predict a win because they have to. I mean, A, it's the Argos. You have to beat the Argos. You can't lose to them three times in a row, which you've probably never done in their history. And, you know, the Grey Cup is in Hamilton. And the last time it was in Hamilton, the Argos were in it. And we know what happened then. We can't let that happen again. That would just be incredibly painful. That would be like, you know, having your hockey team lose to some crappy seventh-place team that squeaked into the playoffs and having them knock you out in the last minute and then go all the way to the Cup. I mean, how brutal would that be?
Never let it go, Leaf fan. Never let it go.
No. Hey, this is Wayne from The Responsibles. Come check us out. We'll be at the Staircase Theater December 11th with the Marinucks and the Wasegas.
Counting down at a counted house. No time to solve cold sit and pout. Push and poking and feeling the hurts. People are ready to come in dust. They're gonna come in dust. Another man down.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Nice, thank you. I was about to introduce you and you did that. Hey, welcome to Steel City Music, folks. I'm your friend Gunnar here, and someone that I really enjoyed chatting with, Mary Simon, is with me right now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Gunnar. How are you?
I'm good. This whole Zoom thing is so exciting for me again. It's like Nana has a new toy. I get to see people, you know.
Yay, and, I know.
The last time we chatted, it was you were telling me about the whole, you know, going out on the cruise ships, working that end of things. The pandemic hit, you're in Hong Kong, and you just got back in time, that sort of thing. And you've been doing some recording, you've been working with Mississippi Bends, and there was this whole change in your life, much like the rest of us, in regards to shows fell off, learning how to play guitar better, taking things, you know, having all this time, and gradually hoping to get back into doing more shows. And yes, this is a pre-recorded chat that we're having via Zoom, but we are just on the back end of November, and I just went through all your websites of all the different acts you're with, the Pistolettes, your own Mississippi Bends, and you're starting to book some shows. How are you feeling?